The goal of life, one of them, is that we are in his family, that we know him so that we will be with him forever. And so one of the things that we're thankful for is life, and we're thankful for the next generation. And as you can see, I'm in a different place than normal because I was asked to be, because they're going to take a picture here, because we are going to celebrate Keely and Damaris. So if you'll come on up here, she wants to dedicate her child to the Lord, and that is what all of us should do. We have a precious gift right here, and she's even smiling a little bit there, even with everybody looking at her. And it's just a wonderful thing to know that wrapped up inside that little bundle of joy is all the potential of all the things that God created her to do. And we don't want her to miss that. And so we're grateful that you recognize that that child belongs to God, and that you have been given a great responsibility to nurture and to help her develop, to realize that she was created for a purpose. And that purpose will be wonderful. And so we want to join with you, and we want to pray with you that God is with her and develops her, and with you, because really at this point, she's the one who needs the help, right? How many of you in here have been parents and realized, man, we need a lot of help? That is a big job to raise a child to know and love the Lord. And we're grateful for your heart to want to do that. And we're grateful for her. And we're really grateful that she's got such a good, easy mood right here. So Laura, if you'll just hand her, we've got a couple of things right here. We've got some Bibles that are written. She's not quite ready to read or look at them yet, but you can read them to her. And we've got a couple of letters in there too.
Yes.
And one of the letters is to you, and it's an encouragement. And the other one is sealed, and it's for her to open up and read about this dedication and the prayers that we have and the hopes that we have for her life when she commits her heart to Christ. And so we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the family is here to celebrate that and give you support. We want to give you support. So let's just start that with prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for Keely, and we're so grateful for her. We're grateful that she understands that she needs you, that we all need you, that this beautiful little girl needs you. That when we are separated from you, no matter how hard we try, we can never find the life that you intended us to have. It's always an empty shadow of it. But we want her to have that great awareness of how wonderful your love is for her. We want her to experience that love. We want her to be filled with joy, and we want her to be at peace, knowing that no matter what life brings, you've got a plan and you will carry her through. And we pray that you'll help Keely to be able to communicate those things, both through words and through deeds and through the love of a mother. And we just pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will guide her and open up the doors you want, and that she will become everything you've created her to be. And we ask you this, and we bind together as her church family to love and to pray for and to work to help Damaris find and love and follow you. In Christ's name we pray, amen.